to have an appendectomy.
But you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to?
Throw up.
Any other term for that?
Well, this is stretching the thing, regurgitate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any joking word for that?
Vomit.
Okay. You say throw up in polite company?
Throw up.
That's the polite term.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not a very polite thing to talk about anyway. If you had to do that, you'd say you were sick where?
Sick in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a boy keeps coming over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's doing what?
Doing steady.
Anything else? Old?
Court now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he is her what?
Beau.
And she is his?
Sweetheart.
Okay. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
Uh-huh. Necking.
Necking, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, if he asked the girl to marry him and she didn't want him, you'd say she did what?
Refused.
Okay. And if she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say that she did what?
Ditched him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Broke it off.
Mm-hmm. And but if they didn't break it off, then they went ahead and got
married.
And the man that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride is the
maid of honor.
Okay. Do you know a name for a noisy party after a wedding where they'd come over to the couple's house and shoot off guns and beat on tin pans?
Yes, but I starts with an S.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's several names for it. Some people call it a serenade.
A what?
Serenade, some people say. No, some people say chivalry.
Chivalry. That's right.
Did you ever go to one?
It's a darn sight more than a serenade. And they can get a little noisy and sometimes a little worse than noisy.
Do they get violent sometimes?
Huh?
What could happen at one?
Oh, well, you get, somebody gets a little too much, and first thing you know, somebody's in a fight. And,
mm. Did you ever see that happen?
No.
You've heard about it?
I read about it. I've been to weddings where the groom's friends put high brass band to play outside the church.
It's not very nice of them. Well, if there was a very noisy party and the police came, you might say they didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested
the whole crowd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call it when young people go out on the floor to music and they move around in couples?
Dance?
Yeah. Do you know a name for old-fashioned dance you might have at home? Special kinds of dances you might have?
Well, the waltzes and the polkas and the foxtrot, that's true.
Okay. You might say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, school does what?
School.
At 4 in the afternoon, school?
Is out.
Okay. And then the day after Labor Day, school?
Begins.
Mm-hmm. If a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he did what?
Sure.
All right, or anything else?
Just skipped his school.
Suppose he's in college.
Well, he's got more privileges. He's been so long and can make up his class.
Okay, you go to school to get an...
education.
And after high school, you go on to?